to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn. And as usual, I have my lovely co-host in the studio with me, Jessica Park. Hey, Jessica.
Hello.
Well, we're back together, and I always have to go up on our Ruby update. How's Ruby doing? I see her in all her sailor clothing, and I'm liking all the pictures on Instagram. So
she is 4 months old today. I can't believe it. That's blown by.
It's crazy. Before you know it, she's going to be a teenager, and you'll have a whole nother bunch of worries to worry about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's great. She's doing great. I've been in Ruby Land for the last 4 months. I'm like just getting out.
Well, we love it over here at Business Radio X, and we love keeping in touch with Ruby. She's going to be the next superstar.
Next Business voice Radio. of Business Radio X.
Of the toddler show.
Yeah.
Well, we have some great guests here, and we're doing an Eventorac special today, aren't we?
We are. Eventorac is next week. We're getting all
next
excited.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
Wednesday.
Well, we have two people that are no strangers to the Business Radio X mic. We have Larry Green with the Green Worldwide Transportation, and he's also president of Yampi. And we also have Felicia Newberry with the Magnum Company. So welcome.
Thank you. I love that you call it an episode. It's like a reality TV.
With Larry, it definitely is. So next episode.
That could be
Meeting
scary. But one correction, I am now a media past president of Yampi.
Okay. And, I apologize. What happened?
That's a good thing.
What happened?
He served his time. Yeah, so
I know. I'm getting not early release, but I'm getting released soon. But no, we're glad to be here again. And Eventorac is going to be fantastic. Boy, I tell you, and even in the time we have, we probably couldn't even tell enough about that's how exciting it is. But we have north of over 500 attendees signed up now.
Wow.
We have 16 organizations participating together. And Felicia, go ahead. Read them off.
Well, of course, Gampi, PCMA, HSMAI, GMIC, GSAE, SITE, SPEN, ISIS, NACE, and I can't read the rest. SGMP. Who am I missing? Yeah, plan your meetings, and I think I have everyone else.
All right.
These are all the associations. Yeah. This is the first time all these associations have been together for one event.
Wow,
so
it's going to get crazy, and they all like to party too. We've interviewed a lot of those different organizations. Uh-huh.
Well, the great thing too about having all these organizations involved is they're all contributing to the education. So it's not going to be your typical conference where you have breakouts one place in a ballroom to do your general session. It's all open air. That it's going to be at the MART. So everything is very interactive. And the education, you have interactive exhibits, what's called walk and talk. So you're actually going to be kind of touring. And I'm doing one of those Thursday afternoon, I believe. And live demos, like olive oil tasting and mixology. All the live demos I'm going to try to do.
I'll be in mixology.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be so fun. Our opening session starts with Chip Wade, and I don't watch those how-to shows.
Yeah.
But I hear they're very popular.
Is it Elbow Room?
Yeah, Elbow Room. It's something that...
Yeah, it's...
It's a popular show that we all watch. We're just having some brain farts.
Well, yeah. No, I hear that it's great. It's, you know, the do-it-yourself and makeover shows, and
really addicting.
Yeah.
He's our opening, and then our closing, which I'm more excited about because it's my background. Robin Crow, he's from Nashville. He's a songwriter, and he's incorporating that in the closing. And
I just booked Robin Crow for an interview.
Really?
He's
really interesting. And the Magnum Companies is doing all of the lighting and audio. So just talking to him and talking over his writer, he has a lot of great things he incorporates. So I'm really interested to see him.
Well, definitely. Well, before we get into the nitty-gritty of all of it, let's tell our listeners, the ones that don't know what Eventorac is, how it got started, and what it's all about.
Okay, so quite a few years ago, we started the MEC, the Meetings Exploration Conference. I think we're going on now probably about 15 years or so at least. And it was Gampy did it solely. Mm-hmm. We then, you know, people participated from with generally throughout the Southeast, maybe in the Northeast. It was a great trade show, educational. And as we progressed through the years, this year we decided to rebrand. Eventeract, you know, is new, improved, more technology. I mean, having the Magnum company come and do, like Felicia was saying, all the different lighting, the top notch, everything. Matter of fact, you guys are going to be there too.
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live.
Adding to technology. So your voices will be heard live throughout the Eventeract.
Yeah.
And so as it came forward, now we've rebranded it, improved it. So it's not the old MEC anymore, the Meetings Exploration Conference. Now that we have the other organizations joining us, Eventeract is just that. It's a peer-to-peer. It's going to be great social networking, great educational tracks. I mean, if it tells you anything, we have Felicia doing two of the tracks. And so it tells you the level of, you know, the experience that we have.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Matter of fact, you've been doing this for a long time. And started when you were three, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And but so with the social networking, with the any from novice to experienced planners, there is a lot to learn. Even for the experienced planners, senior planners, there's new things that they don't even know is out there yet. And this is going to be a great. And along with the, for the social networking side.
Definitely.
You know, the bonding between planners and vendors, suppliers. You know, there's new thing, new places to go, new things to see, new team building to be had. All different ideas. And with the Green Means Council, you know, with the PCMA sites, everyone has their track of education that's going to appeal to somebody who's there.
Well, the thing I think Felicia mentioned earlier, too, that you guys are really forward-thinking about is that you're going to have all this education, and it's like the internet, it's like social media nowadays. I get to pick and choose the exciting things I want to do, and it's not like, well, at 10:30 we're going to have this person. It's like, you want to go here and do this and try that, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, engaging, like burst learning.
Well, and two, like I said, it's not a conference atmosphere. Think more festival atmosphere. So there's, like you said, a lot of things are going to be happening. Once the general session is over, that stage turns into live demos. A lot of the decor and designers are actually designing the breakout rooms. So they'll all look different. It's not going to be a classroom style. There's just, I can tell you again from the Magnum standpoint, the technology is stuff that you haven't seen before. From the time that you walk in to when you get to the technology showcase, which is where you guys will be located, there'll be lots of things that people can incorporate in their meetings and they haven't, you know, ever used or seen. And it's all going to be interactive from the time, again, from when you enter in Wednesday morning, so, just walking around, there's going to be so much to see.
So how far are we from where the CEO of a company or something can just, we can put a hologram of him? I know they're doing it on stages and
we've already done that.
You've already done that. You guys are already there.
We've already done, had a CEO actually from another country show up at the aquarium for a show that we did. So
that is so
it can be
cool.
Done. Wow. Yeah.
Even the trade show is different. You know, it's not your normal pipe and drape.
Okay.
It's going to be a much wide open, you know, people are going to be side to side, back to back, and there's going to be no drapes, no pipes, nothing separating. So the people are going to be thrilled once they get there and see.
Yeah, and the venue is huge, too. So.
It's huge, and you can go right now to eventeract.org, and you can look at the floor plan. You can look at the exhibitors, some of the sessions. I don't think all of the sessions are up. Also, you can download the app, and that will be ready, I believe, Tuesday with everything. So you can start your schedule and start looking at things that you want to do and see. Because, like I said, I guarantee you, your day is going to go by really fast, and there's going to be a lot of things that you don't want to miss out on.
And it gets me out of the office.
Well, it seems like you guys are so forward-thinking. All the companies in Atlanta are really coming together, working together. But this is, you guys are changing the game on all this stuff because no one's doing what you guys are going to be doing at Eventorac. Everyone's taking the standard, true, and they're like, well, what's the new thing? Well, we're going to do showgirls again for boots. I mean, you guys are changing everything from pipe and drape from ground up. You're changing how these things are done.
Well, I think, too, just like what Larry mentioned, MEC, we've done that. We've done the trade show conference and the other organizations. Atlanta and the Southeast is so on the forefront right now of entertainment, technology. I think we're just growing. And we saw the need for this to happen and put it together. Got together with the other associations in town and just started brainstorming. And it was, what do people want to see? And they want to see everything that it's top of the line that hasn't been done, you know, and to really be a leader. So maybe they can duplicate this in other parts of the country at some point.
Well, and they can pick and choose, too, and they can see how the best in the industry do it, because that's how you guys are going to have everything set up.
And, you know, and being regional, you know, when you do these conferences, it's easy for people to pick up on things like we do. We want to be innovators. Part of our mission statement, we want to be the leaders in the, you know, meeting planning industry for innovative technology and social networking. So a Midwest, a Northeast, a West Coast, you know, they can all do the same type meetings and pick up things that we're doing. They won't have overlap of the same people. You know, one of the great things about, you know, Eventorac is that you're going to have, where else can you go to have a target market for suppliers of so many planners in one place at one time? You know, of course, I'm a sponsor every year. That's Green Worldwide Transportation. And then, you know, Magnum is a sponsor. We would not, you know, leave ourselves out of something that is just so dynamic. And, you know, you think about from the planner's standpoint, everyone, all their contacts, some, you know, just relationships they already have and they just get to renew and make a lot of new ones are there in one place. I've seen other conventions, and there's some in the South that, you know, they'll put on a big convention, and this, without exaggerating, they'll have 30 meeting planners there and 400 suppliers.
Wow.
Where we'll have 100 to 200 planners and, you know, maybe 250, 300 suppliers. You know, so the ratio in Atlanta, you know, for this conference is great.
Well, the ROI seems like a no-brainer, and you guys are putting together quality people. I mean, a lot of these trade shows and stuff you see, they don't have the ROI. And if you look at it, you broke down the numbers, you're like, well, I handed out 1,000 stress balls, so how does that equate to this and meeting and doing business? But this is, people are meeting, they're forming relationships here, and they're doing business, and it's a win-win for everybody.
It is, and then there's a trickle-down effect, too. Just, you know, representatives are showing up from both sides, but then who do they go back and tell about it? You know, you have a lot of planners who maybe have assistants or people they're in training, interns. So the trickle-down is that maybe 500, 600 people are here, but probably over 2,000 will actually get the knowledge of what was going on there.
That's huge. So let's dig deeper into some of the main events and presenters that are going to be there. I know we touched on them before, but can we talk about maybe what they're going to be there and what they're going to be speaking on?
Well, like we said, each association has a educational tract. So you'll have stuff like avian technology, which we're speaking on, and there's a few other things. We have the live demos, which I'm pulling this up now, which is a lot of F&B, so olive oil tasting and mixology and things like that.
I'm really excited about olive oil.
We have, and of course, for senior planners, we have lots of tracks on meeting planning. We have, you know, budgets and things like that.
So who's valuing most out of this? You have the meeting planners that are in the industry. Would it help anyone that's maybe going to school right now that wants to learn more?
Well, and that's what I was just going to let you know. A lot of these educational tracks have CEUs, what's called CEUs.
Okay.
So people who are going to the next level to get their CMP, their Certified Meeting Planner tag, they can take these classes and those will count for it. So most of the education has CEUs, and having just attending will help them to get their CMP.
Wow, that's huge too. So that's a big thing.
And that's what we're focused on, like real education. It's not just fluff. Of course, there will be some of that, fun stuff, definitely social media training on your websites and LinkedIn
but that's important stuff too.
Which is very important, marketing. All these things, if you just started out in the meeting planning industry to if you've been here for 25 years, there is something that's going to apply to you that you can take away from.
Yeah, let me read off a few of these to you to give you an idea. Managing your room block, the antidote for attrition. Multicultural meetings, how cultural factors affect your planning. Return on investment strategy, outlining the value of your meetings. That won't work because difficult planner-supplier conversations.
I love that.
understanding and engaging the next generation. Idea leaping. Connections. Ways to make your meeting more interactive and engaging. How to get a yes. So, you can see some of these are...
It's all practical stuff. And it's stuff that I would want to know, and I might not think about it, or I might not be confident enough to go out and take a class in it or find that information, but it's all right there in one place for me, and I can see, I was always interested in this aspect. Let me see if it's something that would actually help my business. So this is a nice little burst of knowledge that's going to know and help me sort of guide my business to the next level.
The only reason you wouldn't be successful going to EventRack is because you're not there to learn what's being offered.
Yeah.
You're not really there. If you're there, look, people are going to have different reasons for being there. Suppliers may just want to make new connections with planners. Planners may want education, but they also may want to make new connections with suppliers. Suppliers, there's educational tracks that deal with just ROI from their side of it. How to speak, how to get on better terms, how not to bother a planner too much that they're just going to not want to talk back to you. It can be anything.
Yeah.
But you can't come away unsuccessful if you go into this convention with frame of mind. I'm there to learn. I'm there to meet people. I mean, with, like I said, north of 500 people, there's plenty of people to do.
And even, in our thinking in planning this event, we are calling everyone participants, not attendees, because we expect them to participate. This is all interactive learning. You're not going to be sitting in a classroom looking out at a PowerPoint. You're going to be engaged. You're going to be learning and seeing new things that you can apply. So participant, not attendee. So you're not showing up. Everyone is going to be doing something. And when you enter the space, which I don't want to give a lot away because I want people to come in and see it, but you're just going to be wowed from the minute that you enter. And if you've ever been to the Mart or seen anything at
this
the
America's
Mart
downtown, yes,
it's not going to look like it does now. I'll say that.
All right. Well, not only that, but the first evening, I might as well make mention, the gathering. And the gathering is going to be the big party, but it is a portion of the proceeds go to the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
Okay, that's
huge.
A
charity that we deal with and have had a relationship
for
30
years. We've
had the
founder and CEO on multiple times.
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And probably at this point in the relationship, Gampy has probably donated through, the fundraising over all the years, probably somewhere close to $900,000.
Wow. not Jump Change.
No, it's great.
No, it's great, and we continue. It's a great cause.
And we also donate time. We always have
sorting
days where people can sign up and sort food, and it's just a great experience. But the gathering on Wednesday night, it's the party, and it's, you know, it's a standalone event from the Eventer Act, but it's also at the Mart. And it's an 80s theme.
Which means
so if you've been waiting to break out the neon and the hair crimper, this is your night.
I'm going to let my hair grow out back to maybe a bushy.
Bushy.
Yeah, I can see it.
And I've got the vest and the John Travolta moves.
Going to break them out. I'm going to make a YouTube hit video. I can see it right now. I'm just going to film Larry.
Yes.
But it is a separate ticket. It's a separate event. And like I said, it is a fundraiser too. But it's going to have live music. It's going to have a band.
Lots of food.
Lots of things to drink.
Awesome. Libations.
It will be it is used and traditionally in this convention. What a great place when you meet clients during the day at the trade show to interact with them even more personally in the evening time. And it's a party not to be missed. A fantastic silent auction, which we put on that evening. I pick up more baggages than I can use every year. My wife told me to quit buying so many because we can never use them.
But I'm saving the world, honey.
I know. But you know, they're just such great packages, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you know, this is the hospitality industry. So if you want to go somewhere, this is a place to pick up at the silent auction.
Definitely.
Because all the destinations are represented. And there's, like Larry said, I went to Puerto Rico last year after the gathering.
Wow.
And it was great. So yeah, just attend for that. But it's a great event. Goes to a good cause. It's going to be so fun because it's 80s and it's in the same place, the Mart downstairs.
And I will say that for anyone listening out there, if you want another way to market your business, put in a silent auction item. You've got 300-400 people are going to be looking at it.
Those are high quality people.
Yes.
Those are high.
Yeah. All buyers. Everyone. And truthfully, there's not a year goes by I do not put in a package myself for green, you know, for the limos. You know, there will be a three-hour limo ride and a stretch limousine.
These aren't normal limos, guys. They have Wi-Fi. They have the whole thing. We're going to probably be broadcasting live one day. We keep talking about it. We can broadcast live from a limo driving around Atlanta.
It's going to happen.
We should do a package for that.
There you go. You know what? Here's another package. In the past, we've even put a limo with tickets to a Braves game and dinner at 7:55 Club.
Nice.
You know, things like that. But, you know, you can do it probably pretty much through the end of the week, but it's crazy not to put in an item, especially if you're exhibiting, because that just reinforces what you've been doing all day long anyway. So,
Well, that leads me to my next question. Let's say I'm at Eventeract and I'm hanging out there and then I'm talking to some people like, are you coming to the gathering tonight? Can you buy tickets to the gathering right there at the door? Because I'm like, I just heard about this. This is awesome. I want to do that.
Of course you can.
And I think if I heard last, we have 250 or so already booked for, if not more.
That's huge.
And we'll probably have another 100 or plus people who will do it the day of.
And all the people that went last year are going to say, well, word of mouth is going to just shoot up probably. They're going to be like, you can't miss this event.
And don't not tell your friends about it because you want to get those silent auction items and not get them bid up. But no, it's a fantastic event. It is a charity event, and you cannot not have fun.
Definitely.
Matter of fact, last year we had a zip line.
zip line.
I remember hearing that you guys were in like an airplane hangar for that last event.
Who did that zip
Kelly's
line?
Kelly's Mink with Amusement Masters
we've had
outside,
her, so.
And she had...
She's also sponsoring. She'll have some stuff at Eventeract, too. So
she had a flight simulator in there.
Such amazing stuff over Amusement Masters. We love them. And they have such an interesting business model.
She will definitely be there.
She will. And, this is just part of the Gampy family. You know, these sponsors... we've been doing it for a long time. It's because it's such a great cause, such a great organization. And bottom line, we're business people too. It's great ROI.
Yeah.
I mean, Felicia and me and Kelly, you know, any of us, it's just a great place to be.
So it really sounds like your biggest problem is the fact that you have too much good content that one person, it's going to be hard for them to do at all, because it seems like all the classes and the learning is all would be beneficial to everybody, that it'd be hard to do at all.
So it'd be a good time to mention that Lance Horniker and Meredith Martini co-chaired this event and probably have not slept now for probably about 2 months. They have done an incredible job. And with the aid of, you know, Felicia, you know, doing all, you know, the production of everything, lighting.
Yeah, yep. We're doing everything would be a good good description. But, yeah, lighting, sound, and some
prepared
some
to be
extra
wild.
Stuff. And
don't tell the extra yet.
Yeah, some extra.
You got to show up to see it.
Well,
and you'll if you miss it, you're going to be really sad. And let's put it that way.
And we need to plug you guys, because you guys are going to be in the technology showcase.
We'll be the premier technology piece in the showcase.
Which is the Magnum booth. And you guys are going to be doing interviews. If you haven't set up your interview, you guys need to do that. Definitely. Right now.
Reach out to me, Jessica.
Reach out to Jessica.
Give where they would send that.
JPark at Business Radio X is where I am accepting interviews. We're booking, filling up the 2 days with
they're going fast.
Live
15-minute
interviews. We've already got 15 booked. Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to just be bang, bang, interviews, like 15-minute increments.
You guys are going to want to go by and watch some of these interviews. You'll be able to watch them live. There's going to be a lot of things happening in the Magnum booth, and a lot of surprises and things that you'll want to come by and see regardless. And we're at booth 100.
Yep.
So, yeah, check it out. And like I said, it's going to be hard to do everything in 2 days. But
come by booth 100.
Yes.
But just plan on being there both days so you can see everything, because you don't want to miss anything.
Definitely. Well, let's give our listeners the where it's going to be and date, time, where they can buy tickets, all that information.
All right. So April 23rd and 24th at the Atlanta Convention Center at America's Mart is going to be Eventract and The Gathering.
Well, be there or be square, really. It seems like the event to be at, both of them.
Yeah.
Are you still
looking for anything, or are they still looking for vendors? Or
no, actually, the vendor exhibitors is closed. I believe you can still register to attend, but you can go to eventract.org. And find out all the information, start looking at some of the education you want to see, start planning your day. Just lots and lots of things to peruse on that website.
Well, Larry, Felicia, it's always a pleasure having you guys in the studio, and thanks for coming in and informing all our listeners about your awesome event.
Thank you guys for having us.
We
love coming on Business Radio X.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and everyone here in the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.